As the holiday season approaches, many of us will be planning journeys around California, the United States, or even internationally to see our loved ones, perhaps head home or visit new sites unseen. Cars and planes allow us to travel long distances in very little time and with comparably little effort. We aren't the only species migrating about this time of year, though. Whales and butterflies are moving about as well. And of course, this show's favorite phyla, the birds, have already begun remarkable journeys around the globe, and many are ending up right here for the season. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we have all sorts of migrations going on. This is Bay Birds. The majority of birds that have spent their summers breeding in the northern reaches of North America have already begun their southern migration to wintering grounds as far away as Central and South America or right here in the Bay Area. We may all rely on our paper or electronic calendars to indicate it's time to roam about the country, but birds aren't dialed into that technology. No, they rely on Mother Nature's subtle cues that change is in the air and it's time to move. Bay Birds is going through a bit of a move as well. No worries, we aren't migrating out of the Bay Area, just enjoying a migration of hosts. Mike Ziegler, AmeriCorps member and restoration specialist at Richardson Bay Audubon, will be migrating in as the new host for Bay Birds. And to help launch his new journey, he'll be continuing this segment about birds, nature, and the great migration that is happening all around us.
Birds are able to detect small environmental changes, such as length of day and sun intensity, as well as major weather events and availability of food. Internally, these environmental cues kick off a set of physiological changes in a bird's metabolism that causes them to eat more and fatten up. For birds, fat is energy, critical energy for the intense physical stress of migration. These signals are all indications of the approaching migratory season, and when the environmental cues are just right, birds take to the skies and fly south. Migrating birds may travel for thousands of miles using landmarks such as mountains and coastlines as their guide, or if migrating at night, as many water birds and flycatchers do, they follow the stars. Birds can also rely on a remarkable internal compass to guide their way. Scientists believe that birds can sense the intensity and the direction of Earth's magnetic field and use this information to guide their migration. Weather, too, can play a critical role in bird migration, not just indicating when it's time to head out, but southern moving air masses can be used to navigate when landmarks or stars aren't visible. By the same token, weather can also hinder migration. High winds and heavy rainfall can toss birds off course or ground them until weather improves. While historically birds have dealt with these dangers during migration, global climate change may be increasing the frequency and strength of tropical storms, causing birds to expend significantly more energy to reach their wintering grounds. With all these navigational systems built in, it seems as though birds should be able to make it to their wintering grounds with relative ease. Unfortunately, there are many additional obstacles in their path, and people seem to be responsible for many of them. We change the landscape and light up the night sky with our cities and towns. Light pollution masks the stars birds use for navigation, causing many birds to become confused, thrown off course, and ultimately exhausted, which can lead to injury and death. Fortunately, many cities are now adopting Lights Out for Birds programs to help reduce light pollution and this threat to our feathered friends. You can learn more about local Lights Out for Bird programs by visiting Golden Gate Audubon's website. Although there are many cities along migratory flyways that are lit up nightly, a city in our own backyard is doing its part to help aerial migrants. San Francisco has just passed into law the new standards for bird-safe buildings. Part of these new standards include eliminating unnecessary internal and external lights during the bird migratory seasons. To see some of these extraordinary migratory creatures, head down to Richardson Bay to see many species of waterbirds and shorebirds as they stop by on their migration southward. That's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito in Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Michael Ziegler from Conservation Corps North Bay and the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.